Okay. One of the questions I did ask you last time when we were talking about the roof is if you have something along the edge of the roof to catch the water so the water will drain off, what do you call that?
It just runs straight off.
Right.
It wasn't gutters.
You didn't have gutters then?
I didn't have scud or no. Never heard of a house being gutted.
Back then.
And the roof was very steep. And you didn't go to the store and buy your shingles that you covered your house with. They had these old-fashioned, they call them riping machines.
Called
them
what?
Riping. They would ripe the boards.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just old-fashioned, thick boards. You'd saw the timbers, the length that you would want the boards. We call them shingles, but they call them boards then. And they have to be a certain thickness. And when you covered a house with those old-fashioned boards, you didn't have any leaks for a long, long time. But the houses were all covered with those old-fashioned boards. No bark shingles that we have today.
Huh. You were talking about back in the old house, you didn't have an indoor toilet. What'd you have?
Well, we usually called it that little outhouse. It's built out from the house. Sometimes we call it the toilet. And at night, we had these old-fashioned chambers, or mugs we called them, because we didn't have any flashlight. Just had old fashioned kerosene lanterns, and so it was too dark to go to the outhouse at night.
Mm.
So every bed at night had a chamber under it, or a mug we called it.
If you had problems and troubles and you were telling me about it, you might say something like, well, what? If you had troubles and problems and you were telling me about them, you might want to say, how would you say that?
You mean like having to walk to school and things like that, or walk to church, or
something like that, maybe that you had a hard time of things.
Well, we didn't have a lot of money to spend like the young people has today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I thought of that a lot of time as being a real problem. Yet we had plenty of food. And I always had plenty to wear. Maybe it wasn't as prettier clothes as I would like to have had, because I never wore a board dress. My mother would always buy the material, but she taken sewing lessons when she was real young, and she could make beautiful clothes for me. But we did have, you know, a lot of problems now, like we didn't have ice cream. We was all fond of ice cream, I guess all children are. But that was a rarity at our house, because we'd have to drive almost 10 miles to get some ice.